It's Yankee Doodle, 1942. Yankee Doodle went to town.
That was way back in 1776.
He went to town again in 1812.
In 1861.
1898.
1917.
1942.
Right. Yankee Doodle is going to town today.
Hey, wait a minute.
Who, me?
That's right. Don't you remember me?
I don't think so. Is there, Oh, oh, sure, I remember you now. Uh-huh. You're the guy who showed me about the air raid warning control center and the auxiliary car. Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember
you. Do you remember that we had another trip planned for tonight?
Oh, I'm sorry, friend. Look, let's make it some other time. I have to get home.
It may be too late some other time.
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm plain tired out. Yeah, I had a tough day at work. I'm going home and have a good dinner, read my paper.
I won't keep you long.
Oh, but I'm late already.
Be glad to see what I want to show you.
All right, boys, truck 7, the brush fire out at 5th and Lexington. If you need me, Sergeant, I'll be out back.
Just a minute, please.
Yes, what can I do for you?
Well, are you the captain of this fire department?
That's right.
Well, this is a neighbor of mine. I want him to find something out about your work.
Oh, I won't have time to hear very much, Captain. I'm in pretty much of a hurry to get home.
When do you get home, Captain?
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't go home anymore. I do my sleeping upstairs. Kids stop by and see me in the afternoon on their way from school. Sometimes of an evening, the missus drops over here at the fire station and visits a bit. You see, with the work taken on with this auxiliary fireman here...
Well, that's what I wanted you to tell him. You mind if I leave him alone with you?
No. I'm tickled to death to have a chance to talk about those guys. That's really a bunch of men.
That they are. I'll see you later.
So long. Come on here, I'll show you.
I want you all to pair off into the same teams as you did for last night's practice.
Hey, what's he teaching them to do, the Roomba?
No, you see, auxiliary firemen work in teams. They learn how to lay hose lines and handle hose. See, they're all assigned positions on the existing fire equipment and are trained in the vital business of assisting regular firemen with tools and equipment. Their initial training takes 20 hours. Their advanced training requires 30 hours.
20 and 30 is 50 hours. Wow, that's a lot of time.
Yes, it takes plenty of time to learn this kind of teamwork. These men are being trained for another division of the Auxiliary Fireman Service. They're the rescue units. When the air raid warning comes and the auxiliary fireman joins the regular fireman in the groundwork, the rescue squad goes right along.
Yeah? Well, who are they going to rescue?
Well, I hope they never have to rescue anyone. But if they do, they'll be experts. You see that group over there?
Yeah.
Well, listen, you can hear the instructor.
Okay. Give me the hose now. Wind it in a little higher. Over that torch. If you're going to lift me out of a burning building, you've got to lift fast.
You see, these men have to know how to rescue people under any conditions. They learn how to handle rope, how to pull a fallen wall away by shear legs and derricks, how to jack up a damaged structure.
Oh, say, Captain, what are those fellas doing up there in the air?
Oh, well, this is their first night on the 40-foot extension ladders. They've got to learn how to use them. But, come on, let's go back inside. Huh?
Well, hello. What do you think of auxiliary fire training?
None of that for me. I'd get dizzy.
Well, they did, too, when they first started training. But that didn't stop them. The way one of them explained it, the whole world's on fire, and it's up to everyone to help put out the blaze.
Oh, I see. Well, that's all right if they want to do it, but... Well, I'll tell you, I think this civilian defense business is being overdone. Of course, we need a few air raid wardens and some auxiliary cops. Well, I'm not even saying a few extra firemen may not be a good notion. But this idea that everybody's got to do something, well, that strikes me as kind of silly. Yeah. Yeah, I say let the guys that want to do this stuff do it, and let the ones that don't go about their business. Now, if I was running this war,
If you don't mind my saying so, it's a good thing you're not. This is everybody's war. It's the only war in history in which the life of every person on the Earth's surface will be affected by the outcome. It isn't your war or my war, or Britain's or China's or Russia's, or any other single person's or single country's.
Oh, I understand that, but I don't think
that...
You see,
that's where the teamwork comes in.
Right. This is a war for survival. And if we're going to survive, we need teamwork. Teamwork between nations, teamwork between states, teamwork between towns and between neighborhoods and between neighbors.
There's a chap over there who can tell you a little about that. Oh, Mr. Blake.
Coming.
Oh, who is he?
He's our expert on incendiaries.
You wanted me, Captain?
Yes, can you tell these gentlemen what saved England, Mr. Blake?
That's easy, Captain. A bunch of kids whose idea of even odds was 1 to 10. The Royal Air Force.
Oh, that's not quite what I meant. What saved the country from destruction?
That's just as easy. A bunch of men and women who thought nothing of working 24 hours a day and as many days on end as was necessary. Volunteer firemen and volunteer police and many others. They're the same people, although they speak a different language, that saved Moscow and Leningrad and Chongqing and 1,000 other cities we can't even pronounce.
You were in England after the war started?
That's right. I was the representative to Great Britain for my company. I only got back here about 3 months ago.
And you've really seen the way those guys work in an actual raid?
Yep, I've seen it. For instance, one dark night, the blackout was on, of course, and the siren had warned us of an approaching raid. Far in the distance, we could hear the sound of motors. At 30,000 feet, a plane's motor is pretty indistinct. But the anti-aircraft was already in action. Bombs were dropping over in the east end. That's where the docks are. And then suddenly...
Hello, hello. Report. One high explosive and 3 incendiaries just dropped on number 12 Queen Anne Street. Yeah, 2 walls gone and blazing like I don't know what.
It is on the way. Stand by.
There it is. Oh, the whole street's lit up like a Christmas tree. Step along now, lads. Peters, you take charge of the hose. Huxley, you and Drake take charge of the sand buckets. Alistair, you and your party moving with the portable pumps.
Right you are. Come on, you chaps. Keep your eyes on that north wall. Looks rather unsteady. If it topples, those bricks will dent our nice new tin hats rather badly.
Oh, my, and it's as pretty a blaze as I've seen since we set fire to the police barracks in 21.
A terrific waste, if you ask me. But the Irish were aye a profligate race.
Profligate, is it?
Aye.
Because you Scots are so mean.
Quiet. Quiet. Did you hear that?
Aye. Sounds like the whimper of a bairn.
Quiet, it is a child. It's inside there, back of that wall.
But what are we waiting for? Hand me the axe.
Here you are. Head's wide enough. I can get through there.
I never thought I'd see the time that'd be a use for a skinny Englishman.
Here's a gas mask for you.
Thanks very much.
Oh, quick, son, that wall looks bad.
He's got through the hole.
Yes, he's mucking about in the rubble. Here, pull him back, the wall's gone.
If he don't come out of there in an hurry, he's a goner.
Gently now, the child's hurt. I'll push him through to you.
Hey, quick, laddie, hurry now.
Easy now, Nipper.
Wait, he's not but a wee lad. No bigger than my ain.
Oh, here you go, my boy. You'll be as fine as the morning sun by the time it rises.
Stretcher party! Look out, the wall's gone!
There's the kid, run for it, mate.
Yes, that's the way they were working in London.
Say, that's pretty good. That Alistair was a good man.
A very good man. He was buried when that wall collapsed. They couldn't rescue him. He lost his life.
And the kid, what happened to him?
Oh, he's all right now. I ought to know because, well, you see, the boy they saved was mine.
What? Well, I'll be...
Now do you see why we need auxiliary firemen? We need 5 volunteers for every regular fireman. What about you, young man? Are you going to sign up with us?
Well, no, I just happened to think. The fella next door to me joined up with the auxiliary firemen. There's no need for both of us to do it.
In an emergency, everyone's needed. That's when experience and knowledge and training may spell the difference between safety and destruction.
Of course, well, now look, I think this is all swell, and these men are getting a lot of good exercise on those ladders, but, well, there isn't anything going to happen to us.
What do you mean?
Oh, well, now look here. We got an army and a navy to take care of us. We're okay. I buy defense bonds, I pay my income tax, and, well, if I'm needed for anything else, I'll do my part, but, oh, right now, I'm going home and get some supper. Yeah. Well, so long, fellas. Hey, Mary, where'd you put my pipe?
Right on the mantel where you left it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, what do you know? The bears are shaping up all right. Yeah, it says here that they're
in
line for the...
that takes a load off my mind. I'll see you later.
Where are you going?
First aid class.
Oh, that's the stuff. Give you something to do.
Yes, I need something to do. Why, my days are so long, I nearly go crazy. All I have to do is clean the house and get three meals a day, wash the dishes, do the marketing, answer the letters we get from your family, keep the buttons on your shirts, which you apparently use for a tug-of-war at the office. Then, of course, there is the laundry.
All right. Go ahead.
I'm gone.
Huh. Gee, wonder what brought that on.
Oh, boy. Am I tuckered out. Oh.
Yeah, watching those guys down at the fire station made my muscles ache.
Wake up. Please wake up.
Time means lives. Wake up.
Huh? Oh, somebody say something?
I did.
And I.
Me too.
Oh, yeah? Well, who are you?
We are the dead who might have been the living.
I was sacrificed to laziness.
And I to indifference.
And me to ignorance. In Amsterdam.
In Hong Kong. In Surabaya. By bombing.
By suffocation.
By gas! Wake up. Before it's too late.
Wake up before the cost is too high.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up. Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Huh? What? Oh. Say, I must have snoozed off. Boy, what a dream.
Yankee Doodle went to town.
That was way back in 1776.
He went to town again in 1812.
1861.
1898.
1917.
1942.
1942. Is Yankee Doodle going to town today? You're Yankee Doodle, mister. The answer is up to you. Thank you.